everybody. It's 820 on the dot. Power Trip Morning Show. Mark Rosen, Carly Zucker in studio. It's Tuesday.
Carly's praying.
I know. And I am, to be honest with you.
Okay.
You know, I almost flirted with the idea of not saying anything at all.
Oh, boy.
Just in case, like, the phone did not ring.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Hotline's ringing.
We had somebody on Twitter guess that it was former Wild DM Paul Fenton.
Really good guess.
That is incorrect.
That's mean.
That would be unbelievable.
That is not right. I don't know.
I am shaking. And my
it's not Paul Fenton.
All right. Here we go. Can you punch up line?
Sure.
Thank you. First of all, I must say this, ladies and gentlemen. If while you're hunkered down, somebody's got a birthday or some sort of, they're feeling a little bit down in the dumps, and they are a big fan of rock and roll music, please dial 1-800-BRETT-ME, B-R-E-E, I'm sorry, B-R-E-T-T-M-E, Brett Me, to receive a callback from Brett Michaels, who is our new guest on the phone right now. On a Tuesday morning at 8:21, and Brett Michaels, lead singer, obviously, of Poison, one of the great rock stars of all time. I'm nervous, and it's a huge thing for one of our friends I'll introduce you to in a moment. But first, I just want to say, Brett Michaels, it's great to talk to you finally and to have you on the show. Where are you right now, hunkered down for this this virus situation?
Well, good morning, Minnesota. Good morning, Twin Cities. How is everybody?
Oh, my God, so good.
I'm hunkering down here in Nashville, my daughters, Rain and Georgia Blue, just holding down the fort, man. You know, no N95 masks or anything like that, but I do have quite the collection of bandanas, so we found a new nice use for those.
Well, absolutely, and we appreciate you having the time and taking the time to call us this morning, and I'm glad. I was afraid maybe you're out in California, but I'm glad you're down in Nashville, so the time's not so bad. We've got just a limited amount of time with you, and we've got one of your biggest fans of all time in studio, so we're going to get a bunch of questions for you. But real quick, you know, when people think of the 1980s and 1980s rock, they think of you. They think of Brett Michaels and Poison and that look and the music you guys made. I just out of curiosity, what do you think of when you think of 1980s rock?
Oh, man. When I think of the 80s, I think of an amazing, amazing diverse time in music. I mean, think about this. You know, everyone wants to make it just an excess generation, right? An excess decade. But think about all the great music that came out of that decade. I'm talking about whether you're talking about the GNR, you know, the reemergence of Aerosmith, right? U2, Metallica, a lot of great music came out of that era. A lot of music. And I'm talking, you know, I lean to the rock stuff too, but we had good pop music with Madonna, all the great country music that came out at that time. And I'm not going to lie, it was a pretty good party decade too, right? Nothing wrong with having a smile, you know. Laughter is the best medicine, and man, we did a lot of it.
Well, there's no doubt about that. And speaking of partying and smiles, one of your biggest fans of all time, Carly Zucker's in studio. Carly, it's all you. Go right ahead.
Oh, my gosh. Hello, Brett Michaels.
Carly, good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm so great. This has been like 20 years in the making. Okay, I'm not that old.
Am I that old? Am I that old already?
I have been hoping to interview you for so many years, every single year that I was in the news media. So this is super exciting. Thank you for taking the time. Question. Just moved to Pittsburgh. We're spending a lot of time in Pittsburgh because my husband was traded there to the Penguins. You're from, or at least you kind of grew up in Butler, Pennsylvania. I don't know if you spent a ton of time there, but what was it like to grow up there? And do you have any advice about Pennsylvania?
I mean, growing up there is perfect. I loved it. I absolutely had a great childhood. You know, I had a lot of good friends there. The people were great. I absolutely love the food. That's what I miss the most. You know, I love Nashville, where I'm at now, and living out in L.A., you know, when this pandemic passes, when I go back out west. But, you know, Pittsburgh, you know, Pennsylvania, always going to be home for me. I miss it. But, you know, it was a great time growing up there for kids. And I definitely recommend, you know, anybody looking to raise a family out there can do it too.
You said that your daughters are quarantined with you guys right now. Are they into TikTok, and are they making you do any TikToks?
TikTok, yes. And you know, I can't get away from that stuff. You know, they're very into it. You know, Georgia Blue, she's in the music school now. But you know, she's getting into that TikTok thing because she's got some skills in the dance genre too. So, you know, they're keeping busy on their social media. You know, so we have a lot of fun together with that.
Okay, you obviously the ultimate rock star, country. Okay. I can't tell you what your music has meant to me. But you, again, rock star, but country has made its way into your life. Has it always been a big part of your life? Because I know a lot of your newer music really draws from a country feel. And obviously you're in Nashville. So when did you kind of make that transition or add country into your rock element?
Well, you know, I mean, ever since I was younger, you know, when people think of me, they think of rock music, but you know, it wasn't about all just rock for me. As I mentioned, you know, in the 80s, we had an unbelievable diverse music genre choices. We had, you know, U2, Metallica, Madonna, but country music always spoke to me a little bit differently. You know, it just felt like, you know, it felt like home to me. It's hard to explain, but it was one of those things that just spoke to me, and I found myself, you know, finding a lot of joy when I made country music, when I would write it with my daughter, Georgia Blue. And, you know, it's one of my favorite genres of music. I think sometimes it gets overlooked in other parts of the country. But down here in Nashville, it's one of the great, you know, it's one of the great genres that we have and one of the best art forms that we can ask for.
Again, believe it or not, Brett Michaels is our guest on the Power Trip Morning Show, live from Nashville. Obviously, Carly's extremely excited, but I want to make sure I mention again, if you have any kind of huge Poison fan, we're all huge Poison fans, but 1-800-BRETT, M-E-B-R-E-T-T-M-E, you'll get a call back from Brett for a small fee. I think it's a great thing, especially for people who are huge fans. And speaking of that kind of thing, Brett, I was reading an article on your website in preparation for this interview. You were selling last year Halloween costumes of yourself. And I think that says a lot about you, about, you know, you don't take yourself too seriously. You like rock and roll. But how do you feel about that kind of thing?
Well, here's my thing. And I say this forever. I'm comfortable in my skin. I'm true to who I am. But I realized this past Halloween recently, right? Like, I realized one of the best-selling costumes was a Brett Michaels lookalike costume. And I realized, like, I'm like a living, breathing monster. Like, I'm like the Addams Family, like, every day, you know? And people are like, dude, I got your costume. And I'm like, man, I look like this? But I mean, it doesn't freak me out. I'm good with it.
You look amazing.
Oh.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Yeah. Okay, you've been very open. I have so many real, like, deep questions that I would ask you, too, but I'm like, we don't have that much time, so I'm trying to figure out in my head what I would actually spend this time asking you. But I guess one thing that maybe would lead to a story would be you've been very open with your battle with type 1 diabetes. Have you ever performed against doctors' wishes? Have you ever gone out there and been like, I'm just going to go for it. I'm a rock star. I can do this.
You know, I try to listen to medical professionals as best I can, but try to bring joy to people's faces, you know. Whenever I, you know, see somebody struggling, you know, I do what I can, but, you know, I, especially times like these, you gotta listen to those medical professionals and take their advice and, you know, just kinda go with the flow a little bit, try to bring joy to people, but also, you know, listen to those who know, you know, the authorities in charge.
Again, Brett, and you're right, Carly, I'm so sorry. I hate to cut you off, but we do have a limited amount of time with Brett, so I want to make sure we get to this as well. Now, Brett, you had a concert scheduled for here in Minnesota in June. I read that it has been rescheduled, and I guess having Brett call the show is not the only surprise we have for you today, Carly. Mr. Michaels, would you please do the honors?
I'd love to, Chris. You know, a little birdie named Chris Hockey told me that I do have a huge fan in you, Carly Zucker. So I appreciate all my fans, but Chris told me you're like a mega super fan.
That's true.
Because I feel awful, I won't be able to come visit y'all this summer to perform at Twin Cities Summer Jam. Carly, I wanted to put you on the spot, right? Like, I've got two questions for you. When all this passes and when I do come back to perform in Minnesota, First question, will you be coming to my show?
Yes, of course. Of course.
Yeah. All right. And the second question then would be, what's your favorite song of mine?
So many. How about Nothing But a Good Time? Talk Dirty to Me. Oh, okay, we'll do Nothing But a Good Time.
Perfect.
It just makes me feel so good.
We're going to open with Nothing But a Good Time when I come back, and you're coming up on stage and singing it with me.
How does that sound?
Oh, my God.
What do you think of that?
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes.
That is awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is very cool. So
there you go.
Oh, Brett Michaels, thank you so much for doing this.
You're so welcome.
Before we go, Brett, just again, from the bottom of my heart, I'm a huge fan, not as big as Carly as well, but so excited. We're glad to have you coming to the show and glad to have you on this morning. Is there any last thing that you would like to say to Carly before you hang up?
I love you too.
Well, go right ahead, Brett. Go ahead and tell her.
Carly, this is promotions director Ryan Donald.
Yeah!
Look at her face.
I don't even know how to say it. I felt so bad.
Oh, man.
Ryan, you killed
She's
that.
She's going Carly, to you kill all of us.
Ryan, you were awesome. I can't believe how much you sounded like him.
That was a super, good Brett Michaels impression.
Oh, my God, you killed that.
Carly is...
You even answered the diabetes question.
You do.
You were prepared. Carly is going to commit mass murder.
I'm leaving.
When you asked me about Pittsburgh, I got really nervous.
You guys, I am so mad at you guys. I would never mess with you like this.
I would never
ever hurt your feelings like this.
It was Sauce's idea.
It was not.
Yes, it was.
It was absolutely your idea.
He said you don't treat a lady like this.
And you said she's one of the guys. Not funny.
I can't believe you did that, Ryan.
I can't believe it.
It was Sauce's idea 100%.
No, it was not.
Sauce and Abbott.
Yeah.
No.
I was against it 100%. I said, this is her dream. We can't do this to Carly.
You guys, that's not...
It's not funny. I agree.
It's not funny at all.
Sauce's fault.
I thought it was a great idea. I was going to go on stage with
you.
I know.
You're going to go on stage with Ryan Donaldson at the Rue Party.
Yeah,
no, Ryan, you
I thought you guys had made my dream come true. We actually did, kind of.
Because not only did we book Brett Michaels, Tommy Wiseau's also on the phone.
Tommy, are you there?
Are you there?
Oh, Carly, I feel horrible.
He didn't get it. He didn't hear it.
Tommy Wiseau!
Don't look at me like that!
Tommy Wiseau!
I hate all of you. There's no way to come back from this. I thought you guys cared about me.
Let's go. Full disclosure. We got a minute
or
two.
Fine.
Here's exactly what happened the last 24 hours.
Oh my gosh, you have no idea how much this is.
About a day ago, Chris goes, I have the greatest idea. This was Chris's idea. Chris goes, I have the greatest idea. What if we tell Carly tomorrow that we have a special surprise guest? We won't tell her who it is. The last second, we'll reveal it's Brett Michaels. And I'm like, love it. I love it already. We'll get somebody on the air. Brian did an awesome job.
I can't believe how good you did.
We'll get somebody to pretend that they're Brett Michaels. We'll get Carly just, like, maybe we'll get her in tears. Like, she's going to be so excited. She's going to be so emotional. And then we'll reveal that it's not Brett, and we'll watch her heartbreak. But because we're not a-holes, we started to feel like, I don't know. Like, is this mean? It's Carly. It's Brett Michaels. It's her dream.
It's my dream.
And Sauce brought up a really good point. Sauce goes, well, if it was anybody but Carly on this show, anybody, we wouldn't think twice.
Not even close. I know. In fact, I wrote an alternate thing last night.
And I shot it down.
And he shot it down. I was so worried.
Because Chris was starting to feel bad, too. And Chris is like, well, what if we do this? And I just texted him back and I go, to be honest, I like the first idea so much better. Because the second idea was basically, not making you one of the guys. Like we're.
I was going to be his bass player, and I was just going to rip Brett Michaels.
I will never trust any of you ever.
I didn't know anything about
Rosie. Don't act like you're innocent, Rosie. Don't act like you're innocent.
Rosie was on the text message and said we have to do it. I want to see.
He wanted to be Brett Michaels, and we said Donaldson's going to do it.
That's right.
Rosie said, "I want to see her upset."
I will never trust you guys again. It's like.
You're one of the guys. You're on the team.
You're one of us.
This is proof you're on the team.
Carly. Jason laughing
right
now.
I want to be off the team.
I bet Jason is laughing his ass off.
Let's get Jason on the phone.
He knows how much this will hurt my inside.
Yeah, he's gonna put on the poker face and hug you when you get home and say, I felt really bad. He's laughing his ass off right
absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
You know what, Carly? I apologize because we just gave you something to believe in.
Yeah.
And now you're going to have to cry tough. But every rose... as a thorn.
Paul Fenton's online too, by the way.
Rosie!
I hope you all get severe diarrhea today. Like, can't get off the toilet.
Well, Ryan Donaldson has diabetes. But he still performs.
He's from Pittsburgh.
And he has a hole in his heart.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Carly.
Ryan.
He almost backed out.
You are dead to Carly for sure.
He almost backed out.
I almost felt guilty at some point, but I just like, no, at the end of the day, this
Rose
is too good.
Let's hear it for Ryan Donaldson.
Nice, dude.
I mean,
Brett.
I can't believe it.
Carly,
real quick.
You did. I know. I got it on tape.
Huge red flag. Chris, you almost blew the whole thing on accident.
I know. I'm so sorry.
And as soon as you said it, I was like, uh-oh.
I was so nervous.
Brett's only one T, and Chris's phone bit was B-R-E-T-T-M-E, and I was like,
uh-oh. I almost corrected him.
I was like, uh-oh, if Carly catches that, we're in huge trouble. But
I was so
enamored by the moment, right?
That
Chris
spelled
his name
so
with two T's, and I'm like, Carly's gonna, she's gonna red flag,
listen.
And the whole thing's gonna fall apart.
I would have just thought he misspoke.
I thought we were
because
busted.
I would never think that you guys would do something like that to me. Because my emotions, when it comes to Brett Michaels, are so fragile. Like. you guys have taken years of disappointment.
I'm so sorry, Carly.
The look on her face. Oh my God. You're going to hurt someone.
You really bought it.
I think the biggest thing was that I thought you guys were like, we love her so much. She's part of this family that we're going to do something for her.
Nope. That's why we pranked you, is because we love you that much.
You're one of us. We love you. We love this mean prank
they pulled on you.
Yeah.
People are very upset with everyone else in this room.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because. What they did to me.
I know, it's terrible.
Guys,
I can't believe
awful.
It.
I'm going to have to see a therapist.
You can go see mine.
The trust issues I have.
We're going to take a break and let Carly murder half of us, and then we'll come back and do fill in the blank right after this on a Brett Michaels Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
Tuesday, 9 to noon, KFAN, we begin like this. Holy cow! NFL Network's Andrew Siciliano right out of the gate, followed by the great Corey Chavis. Team Trade Up also continues to drop purple and gold crumbs for those following the Vikings in the draft, and our patented shutdown shoutouts at 11:15. It's PA and his mad producer. Team Trade Up Tuesday, 9 to noon, KFAN.